It's November 11th, 2006. Thanks for tuning in to this extra special, extra, extra long episode of The Sounds in My Head, guest hosted by none other than my special favorite little person in the whole world. Her name's Kelly, and she's going to take you on a tour of the history of music in her life, or that's what I've come to understand of it. So now I'm going to turn over the reins to Kelly to lead you down this special episode of The Sounds in My Head.
So my friend and I had this idea to do autobiographical podcast. The chronology of songs in a life is at once incredibly personal, but also shared between others of your time and place, which I've been wrestling with. I'm not sure if that's incredibly embarrassing and trendy, or if I should feel warm and fuzzy about it. But nevertheless, in my defense for doing this whole thing, and I always have the same defense, it seemed like a good idea at the time. And it is, perhaps. What an enjoyable way to create a character study of oneself. I had a great opportunity to conjure up old memories and dig out old 7 inches and think, what the hell was I thinking? The part that has really amazed me is that I know. You always know that you can always go back to that place and remember exactly what you were thinking. It makes me suspect that I'm a little bit of a composite, like as if all of these time periods in my life were cardboard cutouts that are now like smushed together in some bad architectural model that is me. So that was fun. That was a fun exercise to discover. But also, I felt like it was a little unfair to myself and to the music to create this chopped salad of things I love, robbing songs from the context of their albums. So this episode really fails on all fronts, and it's too long. I've broken all the rules, but I guess I can get away with it because I'm Daniel's girlfriend. Lore has it that I was born as a Mardi Gras parade passed by the hospital. So the first music I heard was probably the wild and violent beating of the timpanis on the bass drums and that signature, sweet, sweet, beautiful New Orleans brass. But the first music I really fell in love with, and this is really embarrassing people, but it was elementary school, so give me a break, was Madonna's The Immaculate Collection. At a beach house in Destin, Florida, much to my parents' chagrin, I had caught the bug. So I schemed and I plotted. How could I get this tape into my house, into my life, into my little yellow Walkman? I didn't have any money. I was like 9 years old or something. And then, divine intervention. BMG. 12 tapes for 1 cent. I could manage that. When the package arrived, I managed to smuggle it into the house. By the time my parents started receiving bills from BMG, I had figured out how to dub the tape, and it was mine forever. You know, I really think of the songs that I've loved as characters in my life, influencing my decisions, controlling my emotions, informing my thoughts, feeding the madness. Everything else exists in the landscape created by this music cloud. I suspect that this is a characteristic sort of neurosis caused by traveling straight from adolescence to art school. Both requiring intense amounts of isolation, set to soundtrack. But Daniel thinks I should clarify here, because apparently most people's teenage years weren't spent completely in isolation. For whatever reason, I was quarantined to my room for almost all of my tween and teen years. The combination of my personality and my parents' personality was poison. I would have inevitably suffered intense physical distress if I had lingered much longer in their mind space. And I have proof. And really funny stories. Well, they're funny now. Like once I lived with a purple sprained ankle for 2 weeks to disguise a bike accident incurred during a rendezvous with a much detested sweetheart. And once I lived without a right contact lens for 8 months for fear of the repercussions of my responsibility. So I think that without discovering music, I might be terribly injured by now. Fortunately for me, in sixth grade, a very talented and charming musical family moved into the house next door. Thank you, Adam, for the Nirvana. And thanks also for risking bee-stinging death to help me bury Furball. Nirvana set off a snowball that would never be stopped. But you know, I'm gonna take credit for bringing Sonic Youth to the Youpon Plays table. It's so criminal to divorce Sonic Youth songs from the album from which they belong. But the songs on Dirty, I think they kind of function like singles more so than the other albums, so I'm gonna do it. Sonic Youth knocked my socks off, and they still do. And the Library of Congress just admitted Daydream Nation to their collection as a historical document, so I feel like I'm justified in this one. So I'm in junior high now, and a total maniac. I highly suspected that I was supposed to actually live in the Pacific Northwest, so I began amassing tons of memorabilia from that region. Lots and lots of zines, 7-inches, records, everything I could get from any indie outlet that I heard about. Adam and I sat down and listened to this one at least 100 times, and it still sounds really, really good on vinyl. I hope it sounds good on your podcast too. Thank you, Mr. Mailman. I had this great perch right next to my bedroom window where I could sit and wait to sweep down and intercept any records or zines that were coming to my possession before they were confiscated by my parents, who were sure that they were the work of the devil. I lost a lot of them, but there were some really great ones that made it through, too. Here's one by Hoagie Bear. As you might guess, I was completely predisposed to fall in love with anything that Calvin Johnson touched, but this record was particularly good, and history agrees with me.
Definitely, this is the wrong place to be. There's blood on the futon. There's a kid drinking fire going down to the sea. They got people to meet, shaking hands with themselves, looking out for themselves. When they ask you for for credit. Give them a branch when they want you to get it. Chew on the grass, I know, cause they told me to tell you. There's nothing to tell you, there's nothing to sell you. In the afternoon, riding the scapegoat, burning equipment, decomposing. Cool off your jets, take off your sweats. I got a funny feeling they got plastic in the afterlife. When they want you to cry, leap into the sky. When they suck your mind like a pigeon you fly. I know, it's the positive people running from their time, looking for some feeling.
At the time I was a sophomore in high school, Adam's parents began discussing the possibility of moving back to Tennessee. It was a complete disaster, but fortunately, I got a consolation prize, my dad's old Honda. Apparently, if you want to be popular in high school, all you need are some wheels, some window tint, and a few dozen really awesome tapes. The musical theme continued to be personal slash political. The power of pavements, expressionistic lyrics, changed my perception of language forever. These songs are like little, beautiful, delicate word landscapes.
Go back to those cold sounds and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low-life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address to yourself, cause we need secrets. We need secrets, secrets back right now, because I never wanna make you feel that you're so sure. When they rise up in the falling rain, and if you stay around with your knowledge.
Oh shoot, I forgot to tell you that this whole episode is arranged geographically. I've lived in three very different places, New Orleans / Mandeville, Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, and New York City. Landscape and music has affected my thinking much more than any other external stimuli. If you fancy yourself a somewhat literary type, I would definitely recommend growing up in New Orleans. The city has the most amazing and mind-blowing characters that are just begging to be pinned down with some sort of indelible ink. This band, although not from New Orleans, must have some very basic spirit in common with the city. Every single person that I knew in high school, regardless of what clothing group they fell into, really, really loved this band. And so I'm gonna have to play Morphine.
I'm not able to say. You know, I finally see things all your way. I finally see things all your way.
Senior year, I took one amazing physics class in the morning, and then off to the arts magnet I went in the afternoon. Every day I drove 24 miles across Lake Pontchartrain and 24 miles back. And the whole time I daydreamed about the 64 World's Fair.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. Still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words to the ones you would think think I would say if there was a me for you? All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot, and in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there, where the world goes by like the humid air, and it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away, and the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Subway that only goes one way. The stupid thing will come to pull us apart, make everybody late. You spend everything you have. Wanted everything to stop that bad. Now I'm a crushed credit card registered to Smith, not the name that you call me with. Tired of dancing on a pot of gold flake paint. Oh, we're so very precious, you and I, and everything that you do makes me wanna die. Oh, I just told the biggest lie. I just told the biggest lie. Biggest lie.
So yeah, I know. I mean, how do you pick an Elliott Smith song? They're all so amazing. I think usually the first track and the last track on the album are my favorites, but, you know, Alameda is definitely way better than Speed Trials, and so there are some exceptions to that, but they're all amazing, and I wanted to play all of them, but this episode has to be an hour long, so it didn't work out. In between high school and college, I was invited to work at the only cool record store in my town. I didn't even need a job. I wasn't looking for a job. I just walked in one day and they're like, hey, do you want to work here? And of course I did. But I think they realized the error of their ways pretty early on. About a week into the job, I found the Magnetic Fields 69 love songs.
Don't fall in love with me yet. We only recently met. True, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I might not. Give me a week or two to go absolutely cuckoo. Then when you see your error, then you can flee in terror. Like everybody else does, I only tell you this cause I'm easy to get rid of. But not if you fall in love. And now that I'm on the make, and if you make a mistake, stay, my heart will certainly break. I'll have to jump in a lake, and all my friends will blame you. There's no telling what they'll do. It's only fair to tell you I'm absolutely cuckoo. Don't fall in love with me yet. We only recently met. True, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm a nut. Give me a week or two to absolutely cuckoo. And when you see your error, then you can flee in terror. Like everybody else does, I only tell you this cause I'm easy to get rid of. But not if you fall in love. And now that I'm on the make, and if you make a mistake, my heart will certainly break. I'll have to jump on a lake, and all my friends will blame you. There's no telling what they'll do. It's only fair to tell you I'm absolutely cuckoo.
I can't believe how well Stephen Merritt seems to know me. Wasn't that amazing? I think we need to listen to another one. At the time, I was more than a little obsessed with Dissocier 2, and I almost died when I heard this next song.
Said I'm not so sure I even know what it is. No understanding, no closure. It is a nemesis. You can't use a bulldozer to study orchids, he says. So we don't know anything. You don't know anything. I don't Holland's last words were, we don't know any.
Part 2, Lafayette. I moved to Lafayette to go to school in the swamp. Lafayette has the type of landscape that you can barely imagine, like it came from some perverse fairy tale. There's one band that managed to bottle the feeling of it all. The music of the Neutral Milk Hotel is so much like the place, uniquely disturbing, but so rare and beautiful and unusual. The swamp smells like death, and there are lots and lots of ghosts.
Ghost, I know you live within me. Feel as you fly in thunder clouds above the city into one that I love. With all that was left within me until we tore into. Now wings and rings, and there's so many.
This is a track I listen to frequently in my studio. It's by My Bloody Valentine, off of the album Loveless. It's called When You Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
another one that I listen to a lot in the studio. This is Blonde Redhead, and it's called In Particular. Thank you.
but she's always near. She wants to stay, but she can't stay here. You wanted the silver line shining for you. You got it, the dark cloud always waiting for you.
Was a track from Beulah from their album The Coast Is Never Clear. The song is called Silver Lining. But finally, I met Daniel. Part 3, New York City.
Alone, took
That was Belle and Sebastian with Sleep the Clock Around. The best Belle and Sebastian songs are just like that. They warm and hum at the end and are also incredibly articulate and wonderful. Oh, how I loved grad school in New York City. And the Eiler sets and their haunting vocals. Apparently you'll like this song if you work at a record store. That was the Eiler set with Last Match, the title track from Last Match. And this is now Milkman, the title track from Deerhoof's Milkman album. Next up is Scotland, Camera Obscura, with Suspended from Class. Elbows and arses. It's just so brilliant. I thought that maybe it was too late in life for music to cut through my body the first time I heard it, but we went and saw this pseudo-documentary called Tarnation, and this song by Low was in it.
I don't need the time.
Goodbye.